In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So are you familiar with the phrase, nature abhors a vacuum? Of course, it has nothing to do with vacuum cleaners. It means vacuum as an empty space. Nature hates an empty space, and will move to fill it in with something. If you get a bare patch in your lawn and you don't seed it with new grass or clover, nature will take over and fill it with something. Crabgrass or quackgrass or thistles, something's going to come up in that spot. Nature hates an empty space, so something's going to appear there. Or maybe you can sympathize with me a little on this. I've tried at different times in my life to cut back on chocolates. Going cold turkey is not easy. I found I can't just stop and be done with it. But that it's much easier if I replace my chocolates with something healthier, like cucumbers or, well, cold turkey. Something, though, is going to fill that spot when I get the munchies. Leaving it empty simply doesn't work. Today in the gospel we just heard, Jesus tells a short parable. He speaks of a person who is finally rid of some unclean spirit within themselves. And Jesus doesn't specifically say what the unclean spirit is, leaving it open for each person to consider what might apply to themselves. So Jesus says this unclean spirit goes away for a while and eventually comes back to the person. And the person, Jesus says, is like a house, all swept and clean and in order, which is very good, but also empty, which is not so good. So this unclean spirit brings back seven more spirits worse than itself. Seven, of course, in the Bible being a symbol of fullness, a symbol of completeness. Seven more spirits to fill the empty house, which of course is an illustration of a person's soul. And then it says, now the person is worse off than they were before expelling the unclean spirit in the first place. What happened to this most unfortunate soul? Well, nature abhors a vacuum. Nature, even our spiritual nature, hates an empty space. And it's going to fill it with something, either good or not so good. If we clear out of our life a sin or a bad habit or a grudge or a broken way of thinking and don't replace it with something good and something genuine and something love-filled, we are at greater risk of becoming more off the mark than we began. Suppose, for example, I was raised with a faulty image of God. Maybe the way I saw God when I was younger was strict or judgy or punishing or easily angered or always waiting for me to fail. And one day I quite correctly say, enough of this. Enough of this. I can't take it anymore. I'm throwing away this false, distorted image of God. It is an insult to whatever God might exist. Now that's good, that's good. That's a huge leap forward in spiritual growth. But as it stands, it's incomplete. It's incomplete. It's one thing to get rid of a false image of God, but for sustained spiritual health, we'll want to fill that now empty space with a healthy, with a genuine, with an accurate image of the real God, of the God who is love. And if we don't fill that empty space where our old image of God was, we'll be susceptible to it being filled with something. It's going to be filled with something, and it might be just another false image, seven times worse than the first one. Now, Ellie read for us this morning a really vital passage from the book of Acts. The Apostle Paul has gone to the city of Ephesus, and he finds a group of 12 young believers. In talking to them, Paul discovers that while they had left behind their old ways, they had not yet received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, these young believers admitted, we've never even heard if there is a Holy Spirit. We've never heard of the Holy Spirit. So Paul lays his hands on each one of them, and they are filled with the Holy Spirit and are able to proclaim the glory of Jesus Christ. They are filled with the inner light and the very presence of the divine love of God. And why was this so important? Well, because Paul knows the very thing we're talking about. It's one thing to leave behind old ways of thinking, old ways of doing, old ways of believing. You know, that's important as it leaves the house of our heart clean and swept and orderly. But if we stop there, it also leaves it empty. So Paul offers these young believers the gift of all gifts that would fill the empty places in their lives and in their hearts. Fill it with the very presence of God's true divinity, to be filled with the very breath of God, the person of the Holy Spirit. And immediately these folks feel the glory of God moving within themselves and are able to declare God's glory. Now today here at Holy Trinity, we are celebrating the chrismation of Jocelyn and Tam, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit in each of you. And like every one of us, we move through life taking on new things and leaving old things, old ways, old paths behind. That's life. That's the nature of a living being, is to take on new and leave behind old. And as each of us leave behind things that no longer fit, we have a space that is now open and now receptive. And so today we celebrate for you, Tam, and for you, Jocelyn, receptivity. That's what we're celebrating today. We celebrate this open and spacious place in your hearts, and it's receptivity to the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of power and divinity and authenticity, that this spacious place of the heart can be filled with the breath of God. The same Holy Spirit that filled those young believers back in the book of Acts is here today inside of each one of us and inside of each of the two of you. And you also become an icon and a reminder for the rest of us of our own receptivity to the gift of the Holy Spirit. That when any of us empty out the pain and the lies and the false images and the sins and the grief and those lonely questionings, a new space so vulnerably opens in each and every one of us. And above all, God, the true God, is desperately desiring to be the one that we invite in. The one, the only one who is a treasury of blessings and a giver of life. The only one who can fill that empty place with genuine life, with abundant life. Nature abhors a vacuum. Nature hates an empty space and will move to fill it with something. The Lord's parable today reminds us that this is equally true of the spiritual life. When we rid our hearts of anything old and crusty and painful, that's a wonderful moment. That's a beautiful moment. It means our hearts are receptive again. But sure as quack grass and nettles will fill an empty patch in our lawns, so much more will something fill an open place in the human heart. That something your heart is designed for is God's genuine love, is the divine comforter, is the life-giving breath of God, is the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.